Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
The first time I knew that the car industry was a joke, because I didn't know no better. You know, I'm just doing what my family and everybody else do. They just go to the car lot, get them a car, brand new car, or a car, you know what I'm saying? Make monthly payments. The monthly payments is like, what, 72 months? Like, years. If you get a brand new car, it takes like, what, 10 years? Oh, God, that's a long time. 10 years, it take a whole decade to pay off a car. And then what most people do, they don't even pay off their car. They end up turning in the car anyway, getting another car payment for another 10 years because they don't want the car they currently have. And about 10 years anyway is when the cars really start having issues. Have you ever, I'm not supposed to give all of it away, but I was about to say something, but some say you don't have to do all that. But, it's just very interesting. I'm going to just say, have you ever noticed how the warranties and stuff work? The manufacturer warranties and stuff work on their cars and everything? Like, this is... Everything's a setup. Because it's just like, girl... It's just a setup to keep broke people broke. That's what I'm learning. Even just looking at cars right now, it's just like... And even a $10,000 car, and they be like, oh, this down and this something. And I'm like... And how long? And then you can have payments, and then it'll be like 72 months. 72 months to pay off? Like 72 months to pay off a $10,000 car or a $20,000? That's crazy. Like, that's a long time. 72 months? I'm like, you do know a year is 12 months, right? Like, golly. That's why I'm like, man, my ass. I'm just gonna hope for the best. And then if nothing don't happen, I'm just gonna have to burn the fuck up and sweat. Ain't like I ain't never did it before. That's why I be telling people, ain't like I never did it before. But I don't know. And when you go, I don't know. And that's how I was doing when I was crying. Then when I started getting, it was fun at first, but when I started being irritated and started saying, I don't know, that means I need to stop. Because life ain't worth to be all stressed out about some stupid shit. Okay? But it's just like, yeah, it's just... But I'm just... I don't know. It's just crazy. Now that I'm at a car lot, going to car lots and stuff and seeing how much... Because I stopped buying cars when they... I'm going to tell you when I started buying cash cars only. It was a long time ago. Back when the Bush administration, when the Twin Towers and stuff went down and the economy hit... Because I was working in Atlanta, had a good old job, a brand new car, nice and everything, paying the car payment, then the thing. You know, everything hit, and the jobs wasn't happening for years, literally. And then, even though I was doing, like, little jobs here and there. And then they come repossess your car, and that's when I realized, without even learning, without even being told this, I was just like, hold on, so you make all these car payments? But people, I guess people just don't think about it, but or think of it. They just like, I just get another one. But in my mind, like, you make all these car payments on these cars. The car lot come repossess your car because life happens or whatever. You can't afford it. And that's all they gonna tell you. Well, life happens, just get another car. I mean, that is life. But it's like they come repossess. Then what they gonna do is resell your car and make even more money off of it while your ass ain't got no car. And struggling after you ain't paid thousands and thousands of dollars. Okay? And that's when I was like, oh, hell no. From now on, I'm going to own every car I have. I don't care how raggedy the shit is. People just going to have to talk about me, make fun of me. I don't give a fuck. And that's what I did. You know what I'm saying? And people be like, well, when you get a used car, you got to fix this and you got fix that and you got to do that. And I'm going to be really honest. When I get cars, I never really had like major issues and nothing I really had to fix. It's all about picking the right car also. But when you do cars, when you do used cars, especially buying it from other private sellers, you really got to like, it's kind of good to know a mechanic. And even if you don't, like when you buy yourself, you really got to go under the car. You got to look, like I learned how to evaluate a car. Because my uncle was a mechanic, and then when I lived out here, my friend ended up being a mechanic and stuff. So they taught me a lot. So I can drive a car and literally say this shit. You know what I'm saying? So you might think, oh, he's feminine, or he's, you know, he ain't gonna know. But I be knowing. And sometimes, and I don't even act like I know. I just be like, I let people lie and everything. I just be like, okay, okay. Just like this one used car lock I went to today. This one car, and then she started up. It started up good and everything. But then it did a clicking sound every now and then. It was like, click. And then I noticed she was trying to talk, and I was, she was like, you know. See, girl, you got to pay attention, because even car locks will try to screw you. And I was like. And she was trying to, you know, I ain't say anything. I just, you know, you don't have to say anything. Let them act like you don't know nothing. I do that all the time. Act like I don't even know when I know what the fuck going on. And then I was like, how much is this car? And she was like, I was like. Okay. I like, girl, this car should not be no. That car was literally $9,000. So you basically gonna jip whoever buy this car for $9,000, knowing this car got lifter problems. Girl, fixing lifter in the edges is not cheap, okay? So you want somebody to pay $9,000 for a car with lifter issues. Then you gonna have to go to a mechanic eventually, and they gonna have to take the top off their engine to get them lifters together. And then they gonna charge you a cool little couple $1,000s, because you know, going to a regular mechanic, if you don't know a mechanic or know how to fix it yourself, they ask about to charge you an arm and a leg. Okay, who about to do that? Okay, shit. And that's when she knew. This motherfucker be acting like he don't know nothing, okay? Because I'm like, I ain't going on the car because, you know, I got that bouginess about me. I'm like, I'm not about to do it. You know what I'm saying? But little did you know, my uncle was a mechanic, bitch, okay? Little did you know, my best friend was a mechanic, bitch, okay? I know what the fuck going on with this goddamn car. Why you trying to be slick? Okay, I ain't done private dealers like that. But it's like, I'm trying to sell this car. I wear it perfect. Actually, okay. Okay. And then if you don't look and you don't pay attention, you can get screwed. Because I ain't gonna lie, I had a moment. That's when I, you know, that's when I was just buying a cheap ass car anyway. Okay. I had a moment where I was, didn't even really like look and like test it out or check it out. And it, but it lasted me for as long as I wanted it to last, because I needed to. But at the end of that, I used to pick good cars. Like, that car good. I ain't never fixed anything but did oil change. The only bad thing is that the, you know, the AC thing went out. And they was talking about it's going to cost that much. I said, that's more than the car's worth. They ain't doing that. But, you know, but at the end of the day, it's really how you pick it. Like, even the car I had before that, the only reason why that car was perfect. All I did was oil change and everything. And my mechanic helped me fix that. What was wrong with it, and then I was just driving that motherfucker around, and it was a beautiful car. They took really good care, and it was a 96. They took really good care of that car. Even everybody like, that car is shining. Oh my god, that car looks good. And it's just a 90. It was a 96, but they just took really good care of it. The reason why I ain't have that car no more, because somebody hit it, okay. Other than that, I would have still been rolling that motherfucker today, okay. But yeah, it's how you pick them too. And sometimes you gotta be patient and just wait for the right one and all that stuff. Go on Craigslist and all that shit and find the right one. Talk to different people and people will lie. You're like, girl. And you got, you know, test drive it and all that shit. You do gotta do a good inspection though. But yeah, it just helped me out, because I end up having my uncle end up being a mechanic and my friend end up being a mechanic. And even though I didn't get under the car and work on it, because that's just not me. I'm not about to work on the car. But I ain't work on it. But I seen what they did. I would watch them. I ain't gonna lie. I would watch them. And I would ask questions like, what are you doing right there? What is that? You know what I'm saying? What's that sound? What that sound mean? What that mean? And my uncle and my friend would just tell me, oh, this is da-da-da, this is da-da-da, and this is da-da-da. They say old Saturn's 96 and stuff, 96 Saturn SLs and all that stuff is bad cars, but they're actually good. That's why you got to really talk to a real mechanic. And that's when I found out, and every dealers don't even know it. Like, I was rolling, like that dude was talking about that Toyota. He's like, you know, Toyota's good cars. They can last. I say, yeah, that is true. And you know that, you know they good cars because Mercedes use their engines. He's like, really? I like, yeah. He's like, how you know that? Learned that from mechanics. Okay. My friend is a mechanic, and he worked at Hyundai. Actually, not that far from me. He's work on Hyundai down that street over there. And all them mechanics in there would talk about how Mercedes and stuff ain't nothing but Toyota engines. So that's why I always tell when I see Mercedes, I said they ain't doing nothing but driving a Toyota. They should have just got a Toyota. I really think that too. You should have just got a Toyota, girl. That's all you driving. go figure. And that's something I never knew. There's some other shit they was telling me. I just don't remember. They used to tell me all different kind of shit. And they were like, oh yeah, don't get that car. That's trash. Just when I found out Range Rovers is trash, they need a lot of maintenance. So do I never can say Rolls Royce. So does the Rolls Royce. Trash. Need a lot of maintenance. But that's only because my friend did mechanic, and he did like normal cars, rich cars. He worked at a couple places out here before they left and stuff like that. But yeah, they used to tell me, they say, yeah, them cars is very expensive, but they trash. They would tell you which cars was trash. I know Range Rovers is trash because of mechanics, a lot of maintenance. He said, that's why they be like, rich people like them, but they got the money to afford it. But they say Range Rover is a lot of maintenance. If you don't keep up with the maintenance on there, your car gonna be shit. And that's the same as the Rolls Royce. They said the Rolls Royce is the same way. A lot of maintenance, a lot of money. Even though you spend all that money to buy it, you gotta spend a whole lot of money to keep it. And if you don't, it's gonna end up being worthless and trash anyway. Yeah. I think those are the only three things I remember. Range Rovers is trash. Rolls Royce is trash. And Mercedes used Toyota engines. Those are the things I remember the most. Yeah. So every time I see people drive Mercedes, I'm like, you should have just got a Toyota. Because I did not know that. I was like, oh, shit. They say, yep, they use a lot. And they basically use Toyota engines. Something they won't really talk about, but yeah. Ain't that about a bitch? So you spending all that money. And the thing that runs the car is the Toyota engine. That's how you know Toyota got good. They really do got good. That's a good car, because a luxury car is using their engines because they're so good. Ain't that about a blimp? The luxury car said, well, we want a lasting, durable car. So we'll make a car that looks like this and like this. And we'll use all this foreign stuff or whatever they use in it. And then we'll use Toyota engines. And I mean, Toyota's foreign too. Come think about it. That's the reason why I don't be trusting American cars, I guess. Because all the good cars is foreign. Because like even the dealers, even when the mechanics are like, Honda, that's foreign. Hyundai, foreign. Saturn. I think a Saturn is American, but they said the old Saturns, like the 96, like they tell you the years, and like even Kia, that's foreign. Like the good cars are foreign, Toyota foreign. That's why when I be seeing Ford and all that stuff, I be like, Ford. But yeah. Maybe that's why I don't like Mustangs. Oh my God, that's the reason why I don't like Mustangs, because they're Fords. Because I'm like, people just love Mustangs. It's because it's a Ford. I even had bad experience with Fords. Fords is built like a rock, like they said, like a rock. Okay. Built like a rock. What are we moving for if we built like a rock? But anyway. I get what they're trying to say. Kind of durable. American cars, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I do mostly be looking at foreign cars. Like even when I went to the car lot today, it was foreign. I'm gonna be honest. I was looking at foreign cars. Even the car I got, Hyundai, that's foreign.
Hey, that motherfucker kicking it. The air just went out.
Motherfucker kicking got a lot of miles. They motherfucker got a lot of miles. And they still be driving like it's brand new, except for the air. that went out. Okay. But it still be driving like it's brand new to me. I still shift. Sometimes I don't be shifting it right. Because the way the first and second gear on that car be pissing me off because you got to go so fast. It be pissing me off. I just skip it. I just go straight to third after I get irritated. I'm like, you know what, Junior? And I just rip it up and go to third. Like, fuck it. Because I'm tired. Because you got to do it just perfect. And I be wanting to go faster. And it's like, Oh, yeah. I know how to work a stick. Not just in real life. But anyway, y'all know how to do a stick. That's a stick shift, yeah. A lot of people don't know how to drive stick shifts. But my mom, she was like, a man should know how to drive a stick shift. And my uncle, that's the mechanic, she said, I'm going to get your uncle to teach you how to drive a stick shift. That was my mom. My mom believe a man should do certain stuff. Like, that's the reason why she teach me to pay bills and stuff. A man should know how to pay bills and be a bachelor and don't need no help. A man should know how to cook for his own self. Okay? Because you ain't going to always. That's when she thought I was straight. But you can, your wife ain't going to be, you know, you got to get a wife first. But if you're a bachelor, but my ass still go out to eat all the time. Okay? I mean, but I do know how to cook because she taught me. But do I like cooking? No. But, that's why when I do cook, everybody like, oh, this is so good. Just like the family, when I did barbecue, they was like, this shit is good. She's like, he barbecued. They didn't even believe it. You barbecue? Hell yeah, I barbecued. I want to barbecue. Don't think it's going to happen again, girl. That shit happened one time, and it never happened again. Like, I know how to cook, because my mom was just like that kind of mom. She said, if I'm going to be the mama and the daddy, well... Okay, I'm gonna teach you how to be a real man. That's why when women be around me, they say, my man don't even do what you do. You pump gas for me, you be opening doors, my man, because your man is sorry as fuck. Okay, because y'all be thinking a real man because you know you see my feminine ways, you don't think I'm a real man, but you learn real quickly, bitch. I'm more man than your man, bitch. Okay, your man is a bitch compared to me. Okay, he ain't gonna pump your gas, he gonna sit in the car and let you pump it. Okay. I ain't seen dudes have their girl washing the car as they sitting down. That's just trifling. Did you know my mom would have knocked me in the back of my head if I would have just sat there? If I would have just sat there. Not unless she just asked me like, oh, no, I get it. But if you just sit there and ain't even trying to help your woman wash a car, that's horrible. Just like, oh, girl. And it be some men that I be thinking, she said, oh, wow, you like... They, I was like, man, you do stuff my man don't even do. More genuine my man don't even do. Because your man don't know what being a real man is. Okay? I was raised by my mama, and my mama said, oh, hell no. Okay? You know what I'm saying? That's why I do that even with my home. Well, when I did have homegirls. Okay? I did that. I get out, go out and pay for their gas and pump it for them. They're like, oh, my God. Damn. You're supposed to open doors. And then when you walk on like sidewalks and all that shit, the man is supposed to be on the outside because, you know, they say if a car up the curve, they're supposed to hit you first because you're the man. Okay? But men don't do that. They girls be walking on the outside and I be shaking my head like, oh, they don't got no manners. You can always tell how people was raised. They don't even know no better. They just walking. The woman walking on that side, black men really got it bad too. Because I've seen, because I've been around black people, I can't say too much about other people because I ain't really been around them like that. But I noticed, I be seeing women walking on the outside when the man's supposed to walk on the outside. And when a woman and the man walk up the stairs, a man's supposed to walk behind the woman just in case you trip or something. He can catch her, but the man is supposed to fall. We was just supposed to get hurt, girl. That's basically what I learned. We supposed to get fucked up. Okay, and the women get... And the women get saved. Okay. But yeah, that's little things that I be seeing. I'm like, they just don't know no better. That's why the girls be like, oh my God, you're so mad. That's why they be kind of liking me too. All my homegirls had a crush on me eventually. They always end up having a crush on me and never fail. Because they be like, wow, you more men than I. Because they just see my feminine ways. Or they be like, oh, he like dudes. You know how people just assume they box you up. That's why you don't never be in the box. You put me in the box, bitch. You gonna get your mind blown. Okay? Don't box me up, bitch. Okay? Because I'm more man than your man and more woman than your woman. I claim it all, bitch. Okay. Okay. I know how to be a bad bitch and a bad motherfucker. I don't say that shit for no goddamn reason. Okay. That's why I be like, I'm the masculine and the feminine. Trust me. I'm the yin and the yang, the king and the queen, bitch. Trust and believe it. It's all right here. That's why a lot of people can't handle it. Okay. Because they be wanting you to pick a side. Nah, bitch. This is me. Okay. I may open doors. Okay. Pump gas and all that stuff. But when you're a dude, I really don't do it. You know, I don't do all that shit. But yeah, when it comes to girls, I do be doing that. I ain't gonna lie. But that's the way that I was raised, though. Because my mom was like, a man does that. And a man, that's why I used to always have a suit. I don't have no suit no more. So you kind of lose your way a little bit. My mom was like, a man always have a suit. At least one suit. And I used to always have one suit. Because my mom said, a man, a real man has a suit. You know, this basically like, it's like the stereotype of what they say men and men, women should be. You know, them things is being eased up now. But that's the old school shit. A real man. That's that old school shit. Because my mom was had that old school in at the same time. A real man has a suit. At least one suit should be in your closet. I used to always have a suit. Now I don't got one. I do got some dress clothes. I don't never wear them. But I ain't got no suit. A real man shall always have a suit. A real man opened the door. That's why when my mom came to visit, she ain't have to open no doors or nothing. My mom already know. Okay. A real man opens the door. Okay. Even if it's just the car door, like, you ain't got to open the car door all the time. Like, even my mom, like, she wasn't expecting it. But if, like, we go out to somewhere and they have a door, like a restaurant or something, open the door. But dudes don't even do that no more. They be letting their girls. Girls are stupid, and they be just women so strong but so pathetic at the same time. Okay. And they just be letting their mans do anything. They be like broke men, sorry ass men. They be in love too. Okay. They be in love too. Okay. That's why the good guys be like, ain't no room for me. A good guy coming in, they be like, I don't want no good guy. He too nice and too sweet. They gotta get dragged to hell and high water before they like the sweet dude. Okay. Cause let's face it. That's why I ain't gonna post this, cause I'm about to say Sierra's name. Let's face it, Sierra had to go to the future before she can respect the Russell. Okay. A bad bitch like me, I already would have respect the Russell. I like the Russell before I would like a future. But you know, but these girls, they be lost. Okay. Women so strong but so so pathetic at the same time. It's so sad. Cause we be like, oh, but yet and still, like, the homegirls I had, it's a couple homegirls, they was some good, like, some strong women, like, some good women. They're like, my man don't even do that. And I was like, really? Interesting. But, yeah, it's very interesting. But some people got to learn the hard way. I ain't never had to learn. Because I don't like that kind of shit. Girls love it, though. I was like, I always try to hook up my homegirls with the good guy. And they be like, he too nice. He too sweet. And that's why your ass is supposed to get slapped around. I used to tell their ass that too. And that's why you're going to get slapped around. Used and abused. Fucked and left. And then you're going to want to talk to the dude I wanted to hook you up with. And guess what?